أحمده تعالى حمداً يستدعي مزيد الإنعام، وأشكره شكراً يرقى بلقائه إلى أسمى مقام، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له الملك القدوس السلام، من على من شاء من عباده بحسن الصيام والقيام، وأشهد أن نبينا محمداً عبد الله ورسوله سيد الأنام صلى الله عليه وعلى آله البررة الكرام وصحبه الأئمة الأعلام والتابعين ومن تبعهم في التبجيل والإكرام وسلم تسليما كثيرا على الدوام. أما بعد، فأوصيكم ونفسي عباد الله بتقوى الله، فإنها عروة ليس لها انفصام وجذوة تضيء القلوب والأفهام، وهي خير زاد يبلغ إلى دار السلام. من تحلى بها بلغ أشرف المراتب، وتحقق له أعلى المطالب، وحصل على مأمول العواقب، وكفي من شرور النوائب. أيها المسلمون، المستقرئ لتاريخ الأمم والمتأمل في سجل الحضارات يدرك أن كل منها يعيش تقلبات وتغيرات، ويواكب بدايات ونهايات، وهكذا الليالي والأيام والشهور والأعوام، وتلك سنن لا تتغير ونواميس لا تتبدل. يقلب الله الليل والنهار، إن في ذلك لعبرة لأولي الأبصار. إخوة الإسلام، أرأيتم لو أن ضيفا عزيزا ووافدا حبيبا حل في ربوعكم ونزل بين ظهرانيكم وغمركم بفضله وإحسانه وأفاض عليكم من بره وامتنانه، فأحبكم وأحببتموه وألفكم وألفتموه، ثم حان وقت فراقه وقربت لحظات وداعه، فبماذا عساكم تودعوه؟ وبأي شعور أنتم مفارقوه؟ كيف ولحظات الوداع تثير الشجون وتبقي المقل والعيون وتنكأ الالتياع، ولا سيما وداع المحب المظنى لحبيبه المعنى؟ وهل هناك فراق أشد وقعا ووداعا وأكثر أسى والتياعا من وداع الأمة الإسلامية في هذه الأيام لضيفها العزيز ووافدها الحبيب؟ شهر البر والجود والإحسان، شهر القرآن والغفران والإذك من النيران، شهر رمضان المبارك، فالله المستعان. عباد الله، لقد شمر الشهر أنساق وأذن بوداع وانطلاق، ودنا منه الرحيل والفراق. لقد قوضت قيامه وتصرمت أيامه وأذف رحيله، ولم يبق إلا قليله. وقد كنا بالأمس القريب نتلقى التهاني بقدومه ونسأل الله بلوغه، واليوم نتلقى التعازي برهيله ونسأل الله قبوله. أحوال الناس في رمضان. مضى هذا الشهر الكريم وقد أحسن فيه أناس وأساء آخرون، وهو شاهد لنا أو علينا بما أودعناه من أعمال، شاهد للمشمرين بصيامهم وقيامهم وببرهم وإحسانهم، وعلى المقصرين بغفلتهم وإعراضهم وشحهم وعصيانهم. ولا ندري هل سندركه مرة أخرى أم يحول بيننا وبينه هادم اللذات ومفرق الجماعات. ألا إن السعيد في هذا الشهر المبارك من وفق لإتمام العمل وإخلاصه ومحاسبة النفس والاستغفار والتوبة النصوح في ختامه، فإن الأعمال بالخواتيم. ألا فسلام الله على شهر الصيام والقيام، سلام الله على شهر التراويح والتلاوة والذكر والتسبيح. لقد مر كلمحة برق أو غمضة عين كان مضمارا للمتنافسين وميدانا للمتسابقين. ألا وإنه رحل لا محالة، فشيعوه وتمتعوا فيما بقي من لحظاته ولا تضيعوه. فما من شهر رمضان في الشهور عوض، ولا كمفترضه في غيره مفترض. شهر عمارات القلوب وكفارات الذنوب وأمال كل خائف مرهوب. شهر العبرات السواكد والزفرات الغوالب والخطرات السواقد. كم رفعت فيه من أكف ضارعة، وذرفت فيه من دموع ساخنة، ووجلت فيه من قلوب خاشعة، وتحركت فيه من مشاعر فياضة وأحاسيس مرهفة وعواطف جياشة. هذا وكم وكم يفيض الله من جوده وكرمه على عباده، ويمن عليهم بالرحمة والمغفرة والعتق من النار، لا سيما في آخره. فأيها المقبولون هنيئا لكم، وأيها المردودون جبر الله مصيبتكم. ماذا فات من فاته خير رمضان؟ وأي شهر أدرك من أدركه فيه الحرمان؟ كم بين من حظه فيه القبول والغفران ومن حظه فيه الخيبة والخسران. فبادروا يا رعاكم الله، فلعل بعضكم لا يدركه بعد هذا العام، ولا يؤخره المنون إلى التمام. فيا ربح من فاز بالسعادة والفلاح، ويا حسرة من فاتته هذه المغانم والأرباح. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم، بارك الله لي ولكم في شهر الصيام والقيام، وأعانني وإياكم على بلوغ التمام. إنه نعم المولى، وهو الموفق لكل سعادة وإنعام. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful, all praise is due to Allah. We praise Him and we seek His help, forgiveness, and seek refuge in Him from the evils of ourselves and the evils of our actions. Whomever Allah guides is not to be misled, and whomever He misleads is not to be guided. We testify that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone. He has no partners, and that Muhammad is His slave and His messenger. May Allah's benedictions and salutations be upon him. My brothers and sisters in Islam, today we are witnessing the last hours of our dear guest, the blissful, the blessed month of Ramadan. It was a month that radiates the corners of darkness,
the darkness that shadows our spirit at several testing points in life. There is always a framework on how we prepare to enter Ramadan. But what about exiting this month in a way that does it justice? Perhaps in this state of ambivalence lies the spirit of Ramadan. Our spiritual tradition relies on our individual experiences and learning curves in addition to collective understanding. The open-ended conclusion to Ramadan is the only way that allows for our individual commitment to carry forward the essence of Ramadan. Ramadan was our guest, and honoring the guest is mandatory in Islam. Guests should be honored the moment they arrive, and they should also be honored most at the time of their departure. This practice is a polite way of making the guest feel the most welcomed next time he or she comes back. Imagine for a whole year you have been expecting an honorable guest to come to your place, and then finally he arrives. He is kind, generous, and the most beloved. For 29 or 30 days, you have developed an emotional relation with him that you started becoming worried and anxious over the day when he leaves. Eventually, the time comes and the day of his departure is here, and your beloved and blissful guest, Ramadan, is leaving. Yes, he is leaving very soon. It is just a matter of some hours, maybe not less than 30 hours from now. This wonderful guest was so polite that he does not come back very often, so that you always desire his return later. Now that you realize his departure, you do not know if you will ever see him again. He might not come next year, or you may not be there when he comes back. This anxious thought of fear and hope provoke your heart to cry and your eyes to shed tears. They make you prepare the best farewell party ever made for a guest who, as he lived, was the most welcomed Ramadan. This blessing guest has brought us a chance to purify and cleanse ourselves of wrongdoing and misdeeds, and lay before us the opportunity to invest for the next world for which all living creatures are inevitably bound. A person who has been indifferent since the beginning of this month, and who only pays little attention to the essence and greatness of Ramadan, can still rise up and toil on any act of worship he willingly chooses, so as not to be totally deprived of the immense reward lying in wait for him in the life after this. Now is the time to be at the peak of worship in the remaining hours of Ramadan. The more we approach the end of Ramadan, the more we are encouraged to further and further intensify our acts of worship. It is time we devote more time to worshiping Allah through diverse acts of ibadah and less for non-religious activities. The acts we should conclude Ramadan with include giving out Zakat al-Fitr and observing Eid al-Fitr prayer. Zakat al-Fitr is an obligation that is compulsory on every Muslim, young and old, male and female, freeborn as well as slave. The Zakat al-Fitr of every Muslim is to be given out by the person responsible for his or her sustenance. A man will give the Zakat al-Fitr of his wife, children, and every other person under his care. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fixed one sa'i of death or sa'i of barley as the quantity to be given as Zakat al-Fitr at the end of Ramadan fast. In other words, it is to be given from the common food items of one's community. It could be rice, maize, millet, wheat, gari, or similar grains or cereals. It could also be beans or groundnuts, where such is the staple food of the people. It is sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to pay zakat al-fitr before going to the Eid prayer. However, there is no harm if it is paid a day or two before the day of Eid al-Fitr. Whoever pay it before then shall take it as normal charity and pay another one, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has fixed it is time. Zakat al-Fitr has no waiver or substitute. It is obligatory on every Muslim. At the end of this blessed month, we say, O Allah, forgive me, my Lord, I could have done more, but I did not, so forgive me. My Lord, excuse my shortcomings and blemishes. You are indeed oft forgiving, and you love forgiveness, so forgive me. Istighfar, or seeking forgiveness of Allah at the end of every good deed, not just bad deed, is the way of the righteous. We can realize that after each and every prayer, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. At the end of Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ثُمَّ أَفِيضُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ أَفَاضَ النَّاسِ وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. You shall come in the same way. You shall come back from Hajj in the same way other people come. He's talking to Quraysh. But you have to seek forgiveness of Allah. So at the end of every act of ibadah, we have to seek forgiveness of Allah. Maybe we have not done it in the right way Allah wants it. We need forgiveness to patch the hole we created in our fasting due to our faults and mistakes, or at least for falling short of fulfilling the full right of hospitality to the guest. After all, arriving with a bad record is better off than arriving with no record at all. Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, the Umayyad ruler, famous for his justice, may Allah have mercy on him, used to send his deputies around the country with the command to summon the deeds of Ramadan with istighfar and charity. Let us have a moment of remorse and excuse ourselves by seeking forgiveness from the Lord of Ramadan. O you, Ibadallah, our guests deserve the best farewell party, that is the Eid prayer. We decorate our life and go out of our way for this party. We take a shower, we come early, we dress nicely, we take different routes back and forth to spread the news of his departure, and we bring to the party all people. We bring our family, we bring out our family, our wives and our children, the old and young, even the most shy maidens and women with legal excuses. It is a procession of goodness which no one can afford to miss. It is a final token of appreciation. It is a way to say to our dear guests, thank you. Unfortunately, some of our Muslim brothers in many countries, so also in some of the states in my country, including the federal capital territory, will not enjoy this happiness this year out of fear of pandemic of COVID-19. For those people, it is allowed for them to pray their Eid prayers along with their family without observing the khutbah. We ask Allah the Almighty to lift up the pandemic and the whole world, and make the whole world free of it by this end of Ramadan. Fellow brothers and sisters, once the announcement is made of sighting the Shawwal crescent, we shall start making our dua and chanting our takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd, until the Eid prayer is over next day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةِ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Allah wants you to complete the prescribed period of fasting and to glorify Him in takbir. In that, He has guided you, and perchance you shall be grateful. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, It is an incumbent duty on all Muslims when they see the crescent for the beginning of Shawwal to start their chanting with takbir until they are done with their Eid prayer. On the Eid day, after the departure of our gate, we shall have some happiness. Therefore, we eat few days prior to our arrival at the prayer area. We already broke our long time fast. Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu has said, the Messenger of Allah will not lead to Eid al-Fitr until he eats few days, and he used to eat them in odd number. As we prepare for the Eid, we make sure that everybody around is happy and satisfied. Therefore, we feed the hungry and keep Ramadan's legacy alive. We give zakat al-fitr. Oh, our dear guest, we just did what we could, but we are sorry. Our guest is living, and as he slowly walks away, he turns to us and says, "Farewell, my dear friend and good companion. Know that I may not see you again after this day." The shocking reality strikes. We need to make sure that he lives happy and satisfied, and therefore we concern ourselves with the acceptance of whatsoever we offered of hospitality, even if it was little. It is no longer how much we did, it is how much was accepted and approved by Allah. We turn to our guests and present our case and say, "Please accept the little of our hospitality. For what you saw was indeed the utmost we could afford of our generosity." Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu said, "Be concerned more over the acceptance of your deeds than over the deeds themselves. For Allah does not accept deeds except from the righteous." Didn't you read Allah's statement? "Verily Allah accepts only from the muttaqin. Innama yataqabbalu Allahu min al-muttaqin." Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, also may Allah have mercy on him, said, "The pious predecessors used to spend their efforts on completing their deed perfectly and precisely. They then concerned themselves over their acceptance, fearing it might be rejected. Those are the people about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, 'وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ.'" And those who dispense their charity with their hearts full of fear, because they will return to their Lord. So here we are in a moment of muhasaba and self-reckoning. We remember the days we spent with our guests. How much good did we do? And how much of what we did we can count on as a sincere act of hospitality? It is time to prepare our presentation for the angel to see and report them to Allah. How professional do you think your presentation will look? This is the time you need all the skills of dua and invocation you have learned so far. And if you feel it is too late to prepare for this presentation, then know that Allah accepts from the deed their end. Therefore, make sure last deed the base of all. Make sure your last deed are the base of all your deeds. We ask Allah subhanahu to accept from us the little, regardless of how much it was, of what we offered from acts of worship during this blessed month of Ramadan. Brothers and sisters, our guest is now taking his rights, and his departure becomes inevitable. We already reiterate to ourselves the pledge we have just given to him, that we will never forget about him, and we shall keep in touch. We build loyalty to our guests and our friends the month of Ramadan. How can we keep loyal to Ramadan? How can we stay in touch with him? Obviously, Ramadan and the reminiscence of Ramadan should remain in our hearts. Then we keep loyal to him and in touch with him by keeping our deed, which we had established with him, continuous. Because of this blessed gift, we were able to establish a new way of life, a life of regular fasting, night prayers, recitation of the Quran, giving out charities and other Ramadan deeds. Moreover, As loyal friends of Ramadan, even long after his departure, we shall keep in touch with him by keeping alive what we have learned from him. We sure love Ramadan. Aisha, may Allah have mercy on her and be pleased with her, narrated the Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, the most beloved deeds to Allah are the continuous ones, even if they were little. He said, once the Messenger of Allah establishes an act of worship, he used to maintain it continuously. Therefore, we shall follow the example of our beloved Messenger and keep in touch with Ramadan. Continue the good work, continue fasting, continue observing the night prayers, even as little as we can. The most important in this is the continuity and consistency. May Allah make that easy for us. Moreover, as our guests leave, we return to our inner homes. And then in a moment of contemplation, immediately we go and check on him and ask if he was still there. We could not wait long to display our loyalty to him and our love for him. Therefore, we followed his example and fasted 6 days of Shawwal right after the Eid day. Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, radiallahu anhu, narrated the Messenger of Allah said, whoever fasts Ramadan and then followed it with 6 days of Shawwal, it will be counted for him as if he had fasted the whole year. Dear friends of Ramadan, it will just be a while after our guest departed, we think we will never forget about him. Unfortunately, we were wrong. Soon as he came out of sight, our hearts changed on us and changed on him. We are no longer entertained by his presence, which always works for us as a frequent reminder. As time passed by, the vow of loyalty we had given him faded away, and life chores took the place of our hearts. We forgot about Ramadan, and we forgot the dearness of Ramadan. We went back to the old bad habits we had prior to his graceful visit. Naturally, the prolonged separation caused a great damage to our connection with Ramadan. But nevertheless, we should not lose hope from the mercy of Allah. We shall celebrate the end of Ramadan with another act of worship, with istighfar. We shall make our concluding acts with Ramadan perfect, pray Eid on time, to celebrate the departure of Ramadan with takbir, zikr and dua. We shall stay in touch with Ramadan, continue the good works, and start with the sequel event of the 6 days of Shawwal. The beautiful memories of Ramadan shall stay in our minds, and it will always be a source of inspiration. O you slaves of the Almighty, the final days of Ramadan reminds us that everything, however precious and valuable it may be, has to come to an end. We eagerly waited for Ramadan well in advance, praying for it long time before its arrival. We were very much excited to meet it and make it the best use and make the best and we make the best use of it. But now we sadly come to realize that we are going to say goodbye to the spring after some hours. No season is here to stay. The spring has to give way to the summer, winter and autumn, and vice versa. We have to depart Ramadan like we have to depart the most cherished dream in our life. The most auspicious day in your life, after waiting and dreaming for it for a long time, the dearly beloved person who loved you fervently, the most favorite dishes, highly treasured tourist destinations, houses and gardens, and anything and everything that has left a lasting impression on our mind, all shall either depart and leave you, or you shall depart and leave it for somebody to enjoy it. Therefore, we shall fear Allah and make provision for the next life. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he shows the end of this season, to extend our life to witness the similar occasions in the subsequent years to come, and to accept our fasting and all other good deeds we were able to do within it. O Allah the Almighty, God of mercy and benevolence, complete your gracious mercy on us by accepting it from us and rewarding us with generous firdaus. O Allah, unite us with our loved ones in the gardens of paradise, in the company of your selected servants, among whom are the noble prophets, the Siddiqun, the Matthias, and the righteous people. How excellent these companions are. We pray to Allah. We pray to you, O Allah, with your beautiful name and noble attributes, to protect us from all harm in our dear institution, to protect our dear brothers and sisters in our beloved nation and other Muslim nations, to protect the whole mankind from all calamities, plagues, distress and disasters. O our Lord, clean our hearts from hypocrisy, our deeds from shaming off, our eyes from treason, and our tongues from lying. Verily, it is you, Allah, who knows the fraud of the eyes and all that the breast conceals. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم واعف عنا يا مولانا إنك عفو كريم. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وعلى يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الرحمن الرحيم.